For April 3rd, 2018, this is the Botatox Games, episode 73. So we've had Easter break, well, not much of a break, but 5 days off, so I've been away, haven't been playing all that many games. I played a small session, or a short session, of Super Mario Odyssey when I was away. I had the Switch with me, but I thought I would be playing more, but I didn't. I don't know if I have all that much to say on Mario Odyssey. Still, same feelings. It really reminds me a lot of Super Mario or Mario 64, and not in all that positive of a light. Feels like a lot of busy work, and I have this feeling that I should try to find everything on each level, but doing that, it just feels like a chore. It's strange. It's interesting because what I'm trying to say is as I'm playing, I'm delighted in a way and surprised by a lot of the inventiveness and all that, but at the same time, it feels like, okay, how many more of these coins do I have to get? Okay, I have 3, do I have to run around this level some more? And I don't know, I should probably just not do that, should I? I should probably just stick with trying to get through the game and then maybe go back if I'm so inclined, which I probably won't be. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'll probably be picking it up every now and then. We'll see if my son wants to get back into it. I've mentioned it, and we were planning on playing something when we were away on the Switch, but that never happened either. So he's not really that drawn back to it either. So we'll see what happens with that. This morning I got back into Skyrim VR. I've been aching to play some more. I was in Labyrinthian last. I finished up the first, or I guess the second maybe, a smaller little area, whatever you want to call it. Like, it's like its own building, a side adjacent building to the main temple. So it was there was a part with the labyrinth, which brought me to the center where the some kind of skeleton demon figure. I fought him for a while, then he disappeared. So I'm thinking that maybe is the main baddie of the area. I don't remember what his name is. I'm pretty sure there was some lore around that, but it's easily forgettable. It's pretty forgettable. A lot of it in Skyrim, I tend to be pretty poorly written, actually. There's so many names and things that you just gloss over it. I don't know what it is with fantasy. Sometimes it hits, like Game of Thrones does a very good job of getting you into the world, and even though there's a lot of names and it's not easy to remember them right off the bat, you tend to I guess it's because it's running over a longer time, they get beat into you after a while. It's not even that bad, but you learn them as you go, but and you pick up a lot of the myths and legends and all that, but I find in Skyrim it all just runs off me, and I tend to remember very little of it, just bits and pieces here and there. But anyway, so I moved on to, there was this little area outside where there was this letter about someone, adventurer, had gotten there who had brought a couple of hired hands along, a couple of mercs, and they were tired of his dealings. There was a mask there, which they said he disappeared when he put on, and when he came back, they were sick of him, so they cut him down. So there was a skeleton lying there with a knife in it. Environmental storytelling. And there was one of these masks there. I found a couple of them before in other places, in prior playthroughs of Skyrim, and that was cool. And this seems to be the mask you're supposed to find to understand what the masks are all about, because as they put in the letter, he disappeared when he put it on. So I, of course, put it on, and it seemed like I was transported into an alternative version of the same room. It looked like it was from before it was in ruin, so it was nicely lit and everything was whole and in place. And I couldn't leave the room, but the door was not even didn't even have an icon to try to interact with it. So there was no leaving the room, and there was a like a kind of altar with the big dragon skull in the middle, and the eight heads on the sides, each having a name of a character. And it seemed like and you have the ability to activate them, or the option to activate them, but for me it said that I don't have the right equipment. I thought that maybe one of them would let me activate because I had the one mask, but no, it seems like maybe I need all eight masks. So we'll see if I go on that quest to find them. I don't think there was a quest that came up regarding this when I picked up the letter or the mask, so but we'll see. I found a couple of those masks, as I said before, so we'll see if I do that again. I think one is you find it along the main quest line, so I might find that if I go through that. Anyway, I moved on to, oh yeah, so the strange thing was that my follower Lydia, and as well as Serena, they weren't around when I was out there. So I went back at back traced my steps, and went into the last door I'd gone through, and they were just standing there. And I thought, okay, well, I guess now they'll come along, because they moved towards me when I walked around. I walked out the door again, and again they wouldn't follow me. So I thought that's some strange bug, but I thought, okay, maybe they'll come along when I enter the next area. So I went up to the main temple, went in there. There were some ghostly figures. I was shown like a spirit version of these wizards that were there, had been there before, and they were debating on whether to go on or not. Then they decided to go on, and they disappeared. Still, I had no followers. I looted the area, went into the next area. There was another section there. I walked down some steps, and there's a lever that opened a gate, but the gate's closed just after. So I thought, okay, I'll need my shout to get in there. So I used the shout that transports you. I think it's called wind something. It transports you a short distance forward really quickly. And so I did that, and immediately there I was surrounded by all these skeleton warriors, and some kind of skeleton wizard character, and as well as a skeleton dragon, dragon skeleton. And I summoned an astronaut, or atronach, but I was killed almost immediately. I thought, okay, well, this was really hard. I wonder if I can get through this section. And I thought, well, at least I should go back and loot all the skeletons that were outside, because the prior room was full with skeletons with gold, so, and some urns and things like that. So I picked all that up, and I thought, I need to figure out how to get my followers back, because they're still not coming out of that prior area. So I went outside, and I thought, maybe if I fast travel, that will work. So I just fast traveled back to Labyrinthian from Labyrinthian, just so I ended up at the entrance. And lo and behold, that worked. Serena and Lydia were now with me again. So I ran back up, and I thought, maybe with their help we can sort this out. Anyway, we'll give it another try. I went down to the gate, and I realized maybe I can just goad these skeletons to come out, because I saw that some of them were walking around in there. I summoned my Atronach just inside the gate, or just before it closed, so he would fight. He fought off all the skeletons that were already in there. But the dragon skeleton hadn't appeared yet, so I thought, okay, well, that's still to do. And I couldn't get Lydia or Serena to go inside the gate if I didn't first, so, and I knew it was going to close after me, so I didn't want to go in, but I saved and went in there anyway, summoned my Atronach, and we made pretty short, what's the word, short something, anyway, we took down the dragon skeleton pretty easily and quickly. So that wasn't really a problem, and I could open the gate afterwards and bring Serena and Lydia in, because there was a lever on the other side. Actually, the lever did the same thing. It opened the gate and just really quickly, and that brought Lydia in, because she tends to be fairly close to you, but Serena is always a few steps back, so she didn't pass through the gate. So what I did was I told Lydia to go open the gate, and I backed off, and that helped, because it would bring Serena up to the gate, and then when Lydia opened the gate, she would walk through, so that sorted that out. Yeah, we ran around the area some more. There would be this disembodied voice of whomever I'm probably gonna encounter. I think it's the skeleton wizard character I saw previously. He would shout and take away all my, or pretty much all my mana. So I at first I didn't notice that, so I was trying to fight off these draug that appeared, and I didn't have any magic power to use. But then I noticed that he was doing this whenever he would shout or talk to me, and I would just hold back and let the magic regenerate. Yeah, so we made some more progress in there. Nothing more exciting happened yet in there. I had to end the session, but it was a cool area. Some winding paths up and down, and there's some water pouring in a stream. So we'll see. It'll be fun to go back into it next time, probably tomorrow. I felt a little bit of motion sickness. I seem to get that when I'm doing a lot of looting, looking down and looking here and there at bodies and chests and all that. And I've had that even without VR, playing the Elder Scrolls or Fallout games. So it seems to be, I don't know, some wooziness that you get from just looking at the ground and turning your head quickly back and forth, even in the game, not even your physical head. But so I'm gonna attribute that to, or blame that, and not VR as it is, or as is. Anyway, I'm gonna end it here for today.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.